Chapter 3. Maddox helped Zora get their parents into comfortable beds while they boiled water for Stew. They'd been poisoned years before and hooked up to machines that made them sleep forever. When the twins had broken the machine, the poison left their system. Zora smiled. "I can't believe it's you. You're my own twin brother, and this is my first time meeting you. Well, at least in real life." Maddox chuckled. "I know, it's pretty crazy to think about." He paused. "Wait, how did you speak to me while I was here?" Zora shrugged her shoulders. "I have more than one power, you know, and so do you. After you accomplish one important goal with one power, you unlock another one. I spoke to you using my telepathy. That's why we both knew what to do when saving them." Zora gestured to her parents. Maddox nodded.